Next to Delilah's shearing of strongman Samson, it's perhaps the most famous haircut in history. Many young ladies wondered if Elvis would lose his musical powers once he received his buzz cut and entered the Army. We'll head to that famous barbershop on today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Max Armstrong. Every day for generations, America's farmers have been rising before the sun to work the land, to feed our families, to feed the world. With just 365 sunrises to get it done, they'll put food on the table for 7 billion people this year. Celebrate National Ag Day on March 25th, 2014. You'll find some great ideas at agday.org. Agriculture, 365 sunrises, and 7 billion mouths to feed.
As Carolyn Joyce recounts, it is one of the most famous haircuts in history.
The barbershop where he got that famous haircut is now a museum. It looks just like it did on March 25th, 1958, when he passed through those doors.
Newsreels captured the moment and broadcast it to the nation.
His lucrative career as rock and roll king interrupted for a while, Elvis Presley begins his military service at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas.
There were so many pictures taken that day. All we had to do, look at those pictures and recreate that barbershop just as it looked that day.
Fort Smith has preserved the Chaffee barbershop and talked with those present on that noteworthy day.
We have talked with the barber who actually cut his hair. He has since passed. His son is still here, and he's a barber.
That son still comes back to the old shop to give haircuts. It's called Haircut Day, and it's annually held the Saturday closest to March 25th.
We have an event where the son is there cutting hair in that chair. So we make it a fun event. We recognize the importance of that day.
With the haircut goes $78 a month. He made a cool million last year.
Today, the famous barbershop allows folks to reminisce about a haircut that broke girls' hearts and made many wonder if Elvis and his music would ever return. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.